Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. We trust you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with family and friends. Jim, that goes to you, too, of course. Hope you had a great time with the family. But today, of course, is Black Friday. And as we do each year on Black Friday, we're coming up with gifts that we think would be helpful to political leaders. I'll go first on this one, Jim. And you've been so generous to give the president very nice sets of golf clubs in the past. I was thinking about a very nice framed copy of the Constitution, but I'm pretty sure he wouldn't read that one either. So what I'm going to do is get him an Aflac policy for two reasons. Number one, because soon he'll be a private citizen. I don't know if the fact that he's exempt from Obamacare will continue after he leaves office. I'm sure that's in there that it probably will. But just in case it doesn't, he's going to need that extra coverage. And secondly, he's a lame duck, so it just makes sense.
Very good. I think that's a very fitting gift, Greg. It might surprise you. I have not actually gotten a present for Obama yet. I'll get right on that. But in the meantime, I did have actually a present for somebody in his cabinet. Somebody who's had really kind of a rough year, and I kind of felt like he needed a little bit of a pick-me-up. So I'm getting a big tell-all book contract for Chuck Hagel. I think he really wants – first of all, kind of continues a tradition. Panetta got one. Gates got one. And I get the feeling after being dumped on the way out and being told that he wasn't up to the job and don't send a sergeant to do a secretary's job and how terrible he was, I have a feeling Chuck Hagel's going to have a lot to say. And I want to hear it. And I have a feeling it will not be flattering to the president or to the administration, and certainly not to other people in the White House, Susan Rice and perhaps Valerie Jarrett. So I hope you know, Mr. Hagel, now he's got more free time on his hands, we'll get a chance to write that up, and we'll get a sense of how this administration is working like clockwork as crises explode around the globe.
Well, two of the things that were definitely associated with the final months of the Chuck Hagel era were the administration's handling of the Ebola crisis and the ISIS crisis. What are they doing about Ebola? What are they doing about ISIS? You never saw them intertwined. And I like to give gifts that are practical and accomplish things, not just things that are nice, particularly when it comes to people who aren't nice and we want to eradicate. So there was that story about vials of Ebola-tainted blood stolen from Guinea. I'm hoping we can commandeer that and get it over to the folks at ISIS and let biology do its course.
Man, you know, vindictive Greg Corumbus this holiday season, you know. Nothing says the spirit of Christmas like hemorrhagic fever upon your enemies. Well done, Greg. That's really going to make mine seem mild and easygoing. I've got a nuke on your heads, Tehran. So I was thinking about Mitch McConnell, had a very good year, got a very big year ahead of him. And so here's the thing. Obviously, we're hoping for great things to come out of the new Republican-held Senate, where everything, those great things will promptly get vetoed by President Obama. But nonetheless, hoping for them to have a good year. And so I'm getting a Keurig machine for Senator McConnell. All of the little packets will be decaf, though. And the reason is for when he's having people into his office and having meetings, let's face it, large chunk of Mitch McConnell's caucus is running for president. At the very least, Rubio, Cruz, Rand Paul, and, you know, occasionally you hear names like Rob Portman or Lindsey Graham tossed around. And undoubtedly, you know, leading the Senate is like herding cats to begin with. I imagine when everybody's kind of elbowing each other to be the Republican presidential front runner, it's only going to be tougher. Leading Republicans on Capitol Hill is never an easy job to do. So I'm hoping there's a lot of decaf seats served in Mitch McConnell's office and everybody's feeling laid back and relaxed and singing kumbaya and feeling good about that. And, probably there's other substances now legal in Washington, D.C. that I could have gotten him to make everyone even more relaxed in his office. Rand Paul will probably bring that anyway.
I was headed towards that same thought, but then I decided to help out the American people a little bit here. And I didn't know which way to go, whether it was the decaf or the 5-hour energy year-long supply, because what you're going to have is a number of things. It's clear that the president is going to look to poke the Republicans in Congress as much as humanly possible in the coming years. So there's going to be a lot of sniping probably going back and forth. And at the same time, as we already saw with Jim Webb, the presidential race is going to be starting way too soon as usual. And if people were tired of the midterm elections, just get ready for the actual start, or at least the unofficial start of the presidential campaign season. So I don't have anything better than the lifetime supply or the year-long supply of 5-hour energy, but it's going to be a long year before we get to Iowa in early 2016.
You know, we're on a similar wavelength, Greg. I have to admit, my last gift, I have not actually picked it up yet, but it is on my list. I've gotten it for you, Greg, and I wanted to get you a debate moderating gig sometimes towards the end of the year. Because I think you could do, in addition to doing a fantastic job, you could do a better job than, say, George Stephanopoulos and not actually asking about, so, when are you going to ban birth control? questions like that, setting up democratic narratives and stuff like that. This was actually a big topic on the National Review cruise a few weeks ago, and it seems very strange to have debates covered by MSNBC and moderated by the likes of Chris Matthews and folks like that. It just, you know, we know, look, there's a good reason for the Republicans to not trust it. Doesn't mean everything's always got to be on Fox News, but I think it's perfectly reasonable for Republicans to want conservative media to ask tough but fair questions of the debate of the, you know, presidential contenders. So I'm hoping some gig in that vein comes your way, perhaps my way, or other fair-minded conservative journalists. And hopefully this doesn't start too soon. It'll be towards the latter half of 2015 and the year to come.
Dear Chairman Priebus, I know there are a limited number of debates in the coming cycle as a result of way too many the last time. We would appreciate a 3-martini lunch sponsor debate.
Well, there you go. At every round, you take a drink, and the answers get more honest as it goes. Well, you know, twice as revealing as any other hand show kind of debates. You know, as Fred Thompson said, no hand shows. That's what we do. So.
That's right. Oh, well, thank you for that. I would look forward to that, and I would certainly make you my first questioner alongside me on the panel. So that could be a great deal of fun.
Say, Greg, is there anything else you think people should shop for on Black Friday? Anything maybe available at Amazon.com and find bookstores anywhere?
Yes. Yes. There was an excellent book that I read earlier this year. It's called The Weed Agency, written by the author of the campaign spot on National Review Online. Fabulous guy. I've known him for years. Terrific author. He's funny. He's insightful. And it's a great look into how waste gets going in Washington and how it only grows over time. So it's called The Weed Agency. It's written by a guy named Jim Garrity. Fantastic read. I highly recommend it. And get it at Amazon and or else wherever else you buy your books.
You know, Greg, it's really kind of you. I was going to bring it up myself. Happy Black Friday, everyone.
Very good. Jim, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
See you Monday, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us today. And we'll see you on Monday for the next edition of the 3-Martini Lunch.